Bible stories. The children of Israel. Little John. Daddy, you know, Joseph sent for a great many wagons for Jacob and his children and grandchildren to ride in when they went down into Egypt. I wish to know whether they stopped in Egypt all the rest of their lives or whether they ever went back to their own country again. Daddy, the children of Israel, as Jacob's children and grandchildren were called, lived a great many years in Egypt, my son, after the death of good old Jacob. God loved them and called them his own people. The king of the country, who had been so kind to Joseph, was very kind to them also, and for a time they were very happy, and everything seemed to go on nicely. At length, however, Joseph died, and soon after him the good king died also. Then a very wicked man came to be king, and he did not like the children of Israel. He was very unkind to them and treated them in a very cruel manner, making them work hard day and night, just as though they had been slaves. Little John, what happened? What work did the cruel king make them do, Daddy? Daddy, he gave orders that they should make a great many bricks and build very high walls. So instead of taking care of their own flocks, as they used to do, they had now to dig up the clay and make bricks and to dry them in the sun, and the wicked king sent men to beat them if they did not work hard. Nor was this all, for at last that he said that all the little boys should be thrown into the river and drowned. Moses, whose name is well known to you, was one of those little boys. Little John, oh, Daddy, when the king, who was so unkind to the children of Israel in making them work so hard, was the very same king who gave orders for all little boys to be killed when Moses was a baby and when his mother hid him in the little cradle of rushes? Daddy, you are right. Moses was one of the children of Israel, and I am glad you remember the story I once told you about him. When Moses grew up to be a man, he did not forget the good God who has watched over his cradle as it floated in the river, and who had kept him safe there until the king's daughter found him. He loved and served God himself, and did all he could to lead others to serve him too. It made him very unhappy to see how cruel and unkind the new king was to the children of Israel. One day he saw one of this cruel king's people beating the poor slave very much. Moses could not bear to see him treated in that cruel manner, so he killed the man and then dug a hole in the ground and put him into it. When the king heard what Moses had done, he was very angry, and he said he would kill Moses also if he could find him. So Moses fled into a country some way off, and instead of living in a fine palace with the princes, as he used to do, he spent time in taking care of sheep. One day, while he was watching his flock on a mountain, God called to him and told him to return into Egypt and tell King Pharaoh to take the children of Israel and go back into their own land. Little John, what was their own land called, Daddy? Daddy, it was called the land of Canaan, my son. Little John, did the naughty king give leave, Daddy? Daddy, no, he was angry, very angry indeed, at the message which Moses brought. And he said he would never let the children of Israel go. Indeed, he was now more cruel to them than ever, and made them work harder than he had ever worked before. God thought it right to punish him for being so unjust and wicked, and he sent many dreadful judgments upon him and upon the people of Egypt. Little John, will you tell me what they were, Daddy? Daddy, there was a great river which ran through the country of which the people used to drink, and God turned the waters of it into blood. He did this to try whether proud Pharaoh would listen to the message Moses brought. But no, he still said the children of Israel should not go. God then sent great swarms of insects called locusts, very much like grasshoppers. They came upon the land and ate up every green thing and flowers and corn and trees and the shrubs. Not a leaf was left. Little John, and did the wicked king let the people go then, Daddy? Daddy, no, he did not mind. So God poured down great hailstones from heaven and killed all the cattle that were in the fields, the cows and the sheep and the goats. It was a dreadful storm, but still the wicked king would not let the people go. Little John, and what did God do at last, Daddy? Daddy, after sending a number of dreadful punishments, none of which seemed to be of any use, God sent an angel to take away the eldest child out of every house in Egypt. So Pharaoh was afraid lest he and all his people should be killed, and he was at last willing to do as God bade him. He told Moses that the children of Israel might go. Little John, oh, Daddy, how glad I am. Did they set off at once, and how did they go? There was no kind Joseph living now to send wagons and donkeys for them, and they had a great way to travel. It must have taken them a long time to get back to Canaan. Daddy, a very long time, my son. It was 40 years before the children of Israel reached their own happy country. Little John, oh, Daddy, what a long, long time. How did they find their way? Daddy, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, just as the wise men were guided by a star when they went to look for Jesus in the stable. So the children of Israel were guided by this moving pillar, which God kindly placed before them on purpose to direct them what road to take.